from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow, the smartest guy I know, or just about. There's one Kevin Hassett, former chair of the Council of Economic Advisors in the Trump administration. He's a distinguishing visiting fellow at the Hoover Institute. His book, The Drift, Stopping America's Slide to Socialism, most important book of the 21st century, still is. How's that thing selling, Kevin? Should be selling great.
You know, thanks to you, I need to give you a kickback. But thank you for all the efforts, free advertising. But it's great to be here, Larry.
It's a great book. Thanks for doing this. Kevin, Joe Biden is out there, I guess yesterday and the day before, selling something called Bidenomics and attacking something called MAGAnomics. Now, before you tear this apart, here's some polling, okay? Real Clear Politics. 37% favor Bidenomics. 59% disapprove of Bidenomics. And then there's a new Suffolk USA Today poll that favors Trump economy 47-36, among independents 46-26. And then here's Biden with a quote. I just found this morning. The MAGAnomics, meaning Trumponomics, will slash taxes for the wealthy and big corporations, cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and raise costs for hardworking families. Now, is there one scintilla of truth in any of that?
No. You know, other than marginal tax rates are going down, but you know, Bidenomics is kind of hard to even put your finger on because it's kind of like nonsense. So I referenced art history and said it reminds me of the Dada movement. But the Dada movement, remember, started with somebody putting a toilet in a museum.
Right, that's right.
And that's what I think of when I think of Bidenomics. And the bottom line, though, is this, that what Biden has done, he's in complete denial, and that's why I think that people have no trust in him running the economy. But here's how to think about it. What he's been doing is he's been taking, like, all the statistics from the trough of the shutdown during COVID and comparing it to today and see, wow, I'm a great president. but you know, Americans know that, like, right before COVID, that they were really, really prosperous. And when they compare today to right before COVID in 2019, when you and I were still in the White House, then they understand that they're way worse off. And the Census Department just put out a study that showed that relative to 2019, real incomes for the median family are down. I know you cite this stat a lot. Exactly $4,000. You might recall when we passed the tax cuts, we'd promised people they'd get $4,000 more in income. Actually, it turned out to be $5,600. Mm. But we're down to, with the massive increase in spending, regulation, and you know, inflation that's followed from that.
Kevin, I think that real income number is a huge number because that's what people feel in their pocketbooks. You know, that's a pocketbook, kitchen table number. GDP is an interesting number for macroeconomists, but actually what you take home is everything. That's how you pay your bills, send your kid to school, service your mortgage and your automobile loan and all that stuff. So your original, right, you and Tyler Goodbody and others, you guys were talking about 4,000. So the Census Bureau has revised it up another $1,500.
That's right. And the thing is that, you know, not to be superstitious or anything, but you kind of wonder when, like, the stars align against somebody who's really harming Americans. You know, our old friend Michael Novak used to say that we're God's country because God keeps giving us the person we need exactly when we need him. Mm. And the fact that President Trump promised people 4,000, delivered, and Biden's policies have cost people exactly 4,000. It, for me, sort of suggests that people are going to really believe the message because it's so obvious.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license.
If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
And what about these new numbers coming out that shows a big spike up in the poverty rate? I mean, Biden loves to identify with lower income people. I mean, he says we're building the economy from the middle out. So you've just disproven that because the middle's taken a hit. But he also says then we're building it from the bottom up. But the only bottom up I see is a rising poverty rate.
Well, I guess that if you think about a construction analogy, right, it is true that you start a building by digging a deep hole.
I can't laugh. It hurts. It hurts my gums too much. I just had terrible dental surgery.
Honestly, this is a thing that in our partisan angry times that upsets me the most about the data this year, because poverty is skyrocketing, because folks that, you know, haven't seen a big pay raise just can't keep up with inflation. And so if you look at female-headed households, their poverty rate in 2021 was 11% of them. 11% of female-headed households in this country were in poverty, which is an unacceptably high number. It was, you know, lower than that when President Trump was president. But this year, in 2022, actually, because it was last year, that number jumped to 22%. It doubled. And so think about it. Almost one in four female-headed households are now below the poverty line. And they're below the poverty line because they can't afford to make ends meet because of Joe Biden's inflation and his runaway spending.
I mean, that runs exactly counter to what he is saying. In other words, at some point, the actual numbers, the data, have to corroborate your assertions, but he just goes out there and tells these untruths. I mean, I want to get to the budget in just a minute, and for that matter, inflation. But these things he's saying are simply not true, Kevin Hassett.
Right, and you know, think about it, that he's undone the war on poverty. So whatever you think about, like, all the policies over the years that were meant to reduce poverty, you know, Biden in 1 year has completely undone it. And the thing is, I was reading the articles, and, you know, you and I have also talked about the United Auto Workers strike, right, which I think is, you know, yes, another example of Biden's failure. But in Kokomo, Indiana, they were interviewing the locals who were basically getting ready to strike, and they asked the head of the local, this is in Politico, you can read it today, his name's James Quirk, not like the Enterprise, but with a Q. And they just said, what has Biden done to help the United Auto Workers? And he said, I don't know, and I don't think he knows. Think about it. But that's why, like, honest to goodness, I think that this is the biggest economic failure that I can think of. You know, it's like worse than it was like during the Roosevelt administration, right? They've outspent all of the Roosevelt spending, the things that we did in the Great Depression. That in 2019, again, you and I were whining about how much government spending up over the next 10 years. So President Trump said, well, I'll work with you guys to reduce it. And in 2019, they said spending this year would be $5.3 trillion. Instead, it's $6.3 trillion, a whole $1 trillion higher. Mm. And so you wonder where inflation comes from. If we didn't add $1 trillion to capacity, then all of that extra spending is just driving inflation, right? You just got to drive the price up. And that's what's happened.
Well, what about his constant assertion that he's cut the budget deficit by $1.7
trillion. Mm-hmm. That's another one of those cherry-picked COVID numbers. The deficit was...
I mean, where does he get that?
Well, I think if we go to the deficit, like in the peak quarter of the shutdown year, back when you and I were risking our lives going to the West Wing every day before the vaccine, then you compare it to today, then you might get a number that's at least like within hailing frequencies of that. But everything he's saying, like he says the tax cuts increased the national debt by 40%. But if 40% of the national debt when we had the tax cuts is about $6.5 trillion, and the Joint Tax Committee score of the tax cuts was $1.5 trillion. And so, you know, even if we don't assume there's any growth feedback for the tax cuts, then he's off by a multiple of four or so. And the point is just that we're in this world where he can say that he's like not in any way working with Hunter Biden or profiting from Hunter Biden. And, you know, the news media that allows something like that, which is so obviously false now. Like you saw yesterday, there a video came out of him actually working a crowd and Hunter handing out his business card. You know, the fact that, you know, it's a video. It's on video.
I didn't see that.
And they're still saying, nope, we had nothing. And every Democrat saying, nope, there's nothing. But I can tell you that the Americans know. And they're doing the same with the economy. But the Americans know it because they go to the grocery store. I just went grocery shopping before the show. It's unbelievable how much everything costs. It's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Grocery prices, you know, I think that in the statistics, they don't really capture it. Because there's so many things going on, like they're changing packaging. I was really angry that a pound of bacon was $8 a pound, thinking, oh, my goodness, $8 a pound. But then I got home and I looked at the package to open it, and it had gone from 16 ounces to 12 ounces.
Oh, so you're getting less.
And so they're hiding the price increases by making the packages smaller. You know, every mom listening knows that. But I'm not sure the statistics are capturing how upsetting it is for Americans when they go to the grocery store or the gas station. As you said on your show yesterday, gas prices are up 60% since Biden took off.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen New Bridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen New Bridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
Well, I think American folks are smarter than Joe Biden thinks they are. And I think this stuff will all catch up with him in the next 15, 18 months. Anyway, Kevin Hassett, thanks for sharing some time with us this morning. We appreciate it very much. Folks, please go out and buy the book. It's called The Drift, Stopping America's Slide to Socialism. It's the most important book of the 21st century. We're going to take a quick break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk to Joe Concha, columnist at The Messenger and Fox News contributor. Try to talk a little bit about what's going on in Washington, D.C. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
Larry Kudlow.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.